Israeli fears of a Palestinian assault on its border proved unfounded today as thousands of Gazans held peaceful protests against Israelis' ongoing blockade. Last month, hundreds of thousands of Palestinians poured across Gaza's border with Egypt. They stocked up on supplies after Hamas militants blew holes through the border wall. Today, Israel deployed thousands of extra security forces along its frontier with Gaza. Our Middle East correspondent Margaret Evans reports.
Israeli Air Force jets circled overhead, extra troops took up their posts, and snipers took aim along Israel's border with Gaza. More than enough to work the Israeli media into a frenzy of anticipation. Early morning broadcasts issuing warnings of a possible border confrontation to come. But the Gaza protest, organized by a pro-Hamas group, was peaceful. Schools closed for the day and women and children rode buses in to points along Gaza's north-south road. The original idea was to form a human chain along the 40-kilometer length of the strip. Some women held signs saying the siege will end, the wall will come down. There was little chance of that today. Breaching Gaza's border with a sympathetic Egypt, as militants did last month, is a very different matter from trying it against the might of the Israeli army. And protesters said all along they'd no intention of provoking Israeli forces, organizer Jamal Kudari.
Yeah, this protest, it's important. Protest today to tell all the world that the Palestinian people live under a legal siege and in bad situation. The world today must make pressure on Israel to end the siege because there is a big problem, too much problem, suffering, the people suffering here.
The turnout was a disappointment for organizers. Only a few thousand coming out in the rain, far fewer than the 40,000 they'd hoped for. Israel's defense minister, Ehud Barak, told reporters Israel wouldn't interfere with any demonstrations inside Gaza, but that it would defend its borders against any attempted breach. A small group of Palestinian youths did approach the Erez crossing at one point, throwing stones and setting tires on fire. Israeli troops chased them off, firing in the air, making some arrests. More of the low-grade conflict that takes place along this border every day. The fear always of an incident that could lead to an escalation. Today passed without one, but it brings the conflict no closer to a resolution. Israel says it will not lift its blockade of the Gaza Strip until Hamas militants stop firing rockets at Israel, despite international condemnation of Israel's tactics as collective punishment. And Palestinian militants in Gaza have shown no sign of changing their own tactics. At least four more rockets fired at Israel today, rarely finding their targets, but increasing public pressure on the Israeli government to do something to stop them. Margaret Evans, CBC News, at the Israeli Erez crossing near Gaza.